Leviticus, chapter 27. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, When a man will accomplish a vow, the persons will be for Yahweh by your estimation. And your estimation will be of the male from 20 years old even to 60 years old, even your estimation will be 50 shekels of silver, after the shekel of the sanctuary. And if it is a female, then your estimation will be 30 shekels. And if it is from 5 years old even to 20 years old, then your estimation will be of the male 20 shekels, and for the female 10 shekels. And if it is from a month old even to 5 years old, then your estimation will be of the male 5 shekels of silver, and for the female your estimation will be 3 shekels of silver. And if it is from 60 years old and upward, if it is a male, then your estimation will be 15 shekels, and for the female 10 shekels. But if he is poorer than your estimation, then he will be set before the priest, and the priest will value him, according to the ability of him who vowed will the priest value him. And if it is a beast, of which men offer an oblation to Yahweh, all that any man gives of such to Yahweh will be holy. He will not alter it, nor change it, a good for a bad, or a bad for a good, and if he will at all change beast for beast, then both it and that for which it is changed will be holy. And if it is any unclean beast, of which they do not offer an oblation to Yahweh, then he will set the beast before the priest. And the priest will value it, whether it is good or bad, as you the priest value it, so it will be. But if he will indeed redeem it, then he will add the fifth part of it to your estimation. And when a man will sanctify his house to be holy to Yahweh, then the priest will estimate it, whether it is good or bad, as the priest will estimate it, so it will stand. And if he who sanctified it will redeem his house, then he will add the fifth part of the silver of your estimation to it, and it will be his. And if a man will sanctify to Yahweh part of the field of his possession, then your estimation will be according to its sowing. The sowing of a homer of barley will be valued at 50 shekels of silver. If he sanctifies his field from the year of Jubilee, according to your estimation it will stand. But if he sanctifies his field after the Jubilee, then the priest will reckon to him the silver according to the years that remain to the year of Jubilee, and an abatement will be made from your estimation. And if he who sanctified the field will indeed redeem it, then he will add the fifth part of the silver of your estimation to it, and it will be assured to him. And if he will not redeem the field, or if he has sold the field to another man, it will not be redeemed anymore. But the field, when it goes out in the Jubilee, will be holy to Yahweh, as a field devoted, its possession will be the priest's. And if he sanctifies to Yahweh a field which he has bought, which is not of the field of his possession, then the priest will reckon to him the worth of your estimation to the year of Jubilee, and he will give your estimation in that day, as a holy thing to Yahweh. In the year of Jubilee the field will return to him of whom it was bought, even to him to whom the possession of the land belongs. And all your estimations will be according to the shekel of the sanctuary, 20 gerahs will be the shekel. Only the firstborn among beasts, which is made a firstborn to Yahweh, no man will sanctify it, whether it is ox or sheep, it is Yahweh's. And if it is of an unclean beast, then he will ransom it according to your estimation, and will add to it the fifth part of it, or if it is not redeemed, then it will be sold according to your estimation. Notwithstanding, no devoted thing, that a man will devote to Yahweh of all that he has, whether of man or beast, or of the field of his possession, will be sold or redeemed. Every devoted thing is most holy to Yahweh. No one devoted, who will be devoted from among man, will be ransomed, he will surely be put to death. And all the tithe of the land, of the seed of the land, of the fruit of the tree, is Yahweh's, it is holy to Yahweh. And if a man will redeem anything of his tithe, he will add to it the fifth part of it. And all the tithe of the herd or the flock, whatever passes under the rod, the tenth will be holy to Yahweh. He will not search whether it is good or bad, neither will he change it, and if he changes it at all, then both it and that for which it is changed will be holy, it will not be redeemed. These are the commandments, which Yahweh commanded Moses for the sons of Israel in Mount Sinai.